Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anissa, Jess, and Eliza with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a Queensland commission investigating the state's child safety system has heard that growing demands and insufficient financial support are driving foster carers away. One carer shared she was left without superannuation after 16 years caring for numerous vulnerable, often challenging children, having given up paid work. Far North Queensland was chosen for hearings due to the disproportionately high number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children in care. Witnesses also reported that delays such as a year-long wait for a child with complex needs to receive a medical review owing to reliance on the public health system.
Experts say that 130,000 coal boreholes must be audited after toxic leaks of methane were found in Queensland. Last week, research from the University of Queensland has revealed that two abandoned coal boreholes were leaking methane at a rate which is comparable to 10,000 vehicles. Charlie Cox, a coal and gas campaigner at the council, said that Queensland government should initiate a statewide inspection of all boreholes. This is a perfect example of what coal royalties should be used for, she said. And in cases like this, where there is no apparent coal corporation still in operation to clean up the mess, the unmet costs of remediating these holes should be met by a levy on all current coal miners. In national news, convicted triple murderer Aaron Patterson, nicknamed the Mushroom Killer, will serve a 33-year sentence for triple homicide in July 2023. The woman has been found guilty for poisoning her three relatives and an attempted fourth murder by serving her guests death cap mushrooms in the small Victorian town of Corumbora. Supreme Court Judge Christopher Beale has described Patterson's crime as an enormous betrayal. The sole survivor of the attempted quadruple homicide, Ian Wilkinson, has thanked the police for their service following the incident. He has said, "I'd like to encourage all those involved to keep turning up and serving others. Our lives and the life of our community depends on the kindness of others."
Australians fed up with flight delays and cancellations are set to win new rights in an Australian First reform. The federal government aimed to implement a new consumer protection, which would set national standards for how airlines treat their passengers. Transport Minister Catherine King on Monday opened public consultations stating, "When your flight is delayed, you'll be entitled to prompt refund so you can make a decision about what to do next." Currently, airlines decide their own compensation rules, leaving travellers facing a lottery of refunds, rebooking, or hotel vouchers. Under the proposed scheme, passengers would have guaranteed access to prompt rebookings, refunds, foods, and even accommodation.
In international news, Rupert Murdoch's media empire has resolved its succession dispute. On Monday, the family revealed that their eldest son, Lachlan Murdoch, will take charge of the extensive media conglomerate, which includes Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, and The Times in the UK. The three older siblings will each receive $1.1 billion in exchange for their shares in the company. Lachlan, regarded as the most conservative sibling, is expected to maintain the empire's right-leaning editorial stance. This agreement not only settles legal disputes, but also consolidates Lachlan's leadership as chair of News Corp, ensuring stability and continuity in the company's strategy and governance for the foreseeable future.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny and with a chance of light winds. It is currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That is all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.